Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds, and just existing online instead of actually living? Yeah, me too. We're bombarded with information, notifications, and a never-ending stream of content designed to keep us hooked. It's easy to get lost in the digital noise, especially as young adults. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your time, your focus, and your sanity? Welcome to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. We're diving deep into practical strategies to help you navigate this tech-saturated world with intention and purpose. Today, we're talking specifically about digital minimalism for young adults, because let's face it, you guys are on the front lines of this digital revolution. You've grown up with smartphones glued to your hands, social media as your primary source of connection, and a constant stream of content vying for your attention. It's no wonder so many young adults feel overwhelmed, anxious, and disconnected from the real world. But here's the good news. You have the power to change that. So, how do we start? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you live a more intentional digital life. 1. Be intentional with your time. Think of your phone like a powerful tool. It can be used for amazing things, but it can also be incredibly distracting if you're not careful. Instead of letting apps dictate your day, schedule specific times to check emails, social media, or news feeds. The key here is mindfulness, being aware of how you're spending your time and making conscious choices about where you focus your energy. 2. Curate your digital diet. Just like you wouldn't eat junk food every day, you shouldn't consume endless amounts of low-quality digital content. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel bad. Mute notifications from apps that aren't essential. Choose to engage with content that inspires, educates, or brings you joy. Remember, your digital feed should reflect your values and goals, not the endless noise of the internet. 3. Embrace offline activities. I know, it might sound counterintuitive in our always connected world. But trust me, taking time to disconnect from technology can be incredibly refreshing. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, or pursue hobbies that don't involve screens. These activities nourish your soul and help you recharge. 4. Find your digital minimalism style. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to digital minimalism. Experiment with different strategies until you find what works best for you. Maybe it's setting screen time limits, using apps that block distractions, or simply turning off your phone notifications during certain hours of the day. 5. Remember your why. At the heart of digital minimalism is a desire to live a more intentional and fulfilling life. Remind yourself why you're embracing these practices: to reduce stress, improve focus, cultivate deeper relationships, or simply enjoy the simple pleasures of offline living. You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down after hours of scrolling, and you realize how much time has passed? Or when you're engrossed in a conversation with someone, truly present in the moment without any digital distractions? That's the power of intentional living. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to spend hours every day on social media, comparing herself to others and feeling increasingly anxious about her own life. One day, she decided to try a digital detox for a week. No phone after dinner, no scrolling before bed, just focus on real-life connections and activities she enjoyed. During that week, Sarah rediscovered the joy of reading, took up painting again, and spent quality time with her family. She realized how much more present and content she felt when she wasn't constantly glued to her screen. So there you have it, a glimpse into the power of digital minimalism. Remember, taking control of your digital life doesn't mean becoming a tech-averse hermit. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about creating space for what truly matters: meaningful connections, personal growth, and experiences that enrich your life. Ready to detox your mind daily? Share this episode with your friends who might benefit from a digital declutter. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag #DigitalMinimalismDaily. And remember, you got this. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.